Welcome to the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope, your source for all things new and cool in the Premier Rock Forum. So sit back, strap in, and prepare to be rocked. Let's do this.
When people love kids in school, they look good to the world. But they get old and ugly, especially the girls do. They do. People call you a bore. They want to teach you how to party. First thing they say is great sex.
This is indeed the PRF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Bradley R. Weissenberger. We just heard Bachelors Say by the Bitter Tears from Chicago, Illinois. That's from their 2009 LP, Jam Tarts in the Jake House. In fact, every song tonight we hear will come from the Bitter Tears. We dedicate tonight's show to that weird, wonderful, magical band. Here we go.
Screaming woke the neighborhood. was wrong. I drank until
we just heard Drank Till Dawn. That's from the 2010 live recording Coach House Sounds. Coach House Sounds is a Chicago series that highlights local artists. Up next, we'll hear Please Let Me Into the Drench from the 2005 LP, The Grinning Corpse Who Went to Town.
I see the mist on Wilhelm Glen. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Jazzing back to the hotel. Oh yeah, oh yeah. The enemy has broken through. All our prayers are hiding in bed. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm afraid you're a terrible man. He hammered. I'm sorry that I'm sober now. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Riding with machine gun fire. Half the city must be burning by now. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh
thank you.
is the PRF Radio Hour. We are playing an entire show's worth of songs by the wonderful Chicago band, The Bitter Tears. We just heard The Companion from Jam Tarts in the Jake House. Up next, we have a live version of the song Moline. Moline was never officially released by the band. They did record a demo version of it, but this live version, this is definitive. Enjoy.
We're going to give you a great testimonial now about the joys of big rig trucking in the United States.
Mississippi River, I saw a little boy hitchhiking next to the highway. That boy was pretty damn pale, and in his hands he was carrying a dead dog. I led him into the cab and I said, "What happened to the dog? What happened to the dog? Let me see that dog's eye. Those eyes are white."
Drive my truck for 30 years. I still drive.
That the dog's back legs were severed, and the boy had blood around his lips. And I said, "What's going on here?" And he looked at me and he said, "Don't bother going home, mister. Don't bother going home to Moline, Illinois. It ain't there. There's some people, pale-faced people, that have been eating things they shouldn't be eating."
Drive my truck. 30 years, I still drive after 30 days.
Power of your garden nail, 9.9 on the Richter scale. I'm going back to my old heart attacks. I'm still green. I'm going back to my old
getting scared. And I looked up on the DVD player that I look at while I drive. And there was George Romero's Night of Living Dead playing. I looked over at the boy and the boy was dead. And I quickly drove home. That boy was lying. My house was still there. I got out of the truck. I left the boy's rotting body in the front seat. And I started knocking on that front door. My wife answered. She said, "Baby, I think you better come inside." And I said, "What, is something wrong?" And she said, "Just come inside, there's something you should see." And I looked at her, and she was wearing all black, and she had these stickers all over her body that showed these gray teenagers with blood coming out of their mouths and the word twilight. And then she said, "Baby, I want you to come see something." And we walked out back to the kitchen where my boys were sitting there. And she said, baby, your two sons are dead. And I said, what? And I looked and their bodies were slumped over their chicken dinners. And their mouths were open half-mast. And coming out of their mouths were these strings of thin paper in which were written words. And the paper spooled on the table and it was on top of the chicken plates in a big spiral tower that recalled the Tower of Babel. And just then, I started to get really scared because I looked over and the TV that we normally look at while we're eating, because I can't miss True Blood. Anyway, the TV that I look at when we're eating was turned to channel 2, which is a funny channel because channel 2 picks up a certain frequency. It's all static because they convert digital now. It's all static, but it runs when the lightning bolts start, when the storm starts rolling and the lightning bolt starts come down and that big tornado starts coming in, because we live in Tornado Alley, god damn it. We live in Illinois, right in the middle of Illinois, right where the tornadoes come. And sure enough, I could see that big screen by the kitchen table start to get really bright because it was whirring at the same frequency as a tornado. And I started shaking my head back and forth because I like how the trails start spinning around me like I'm in a static tornado. Drive my truck for 30 years. I still drive after 30 years. Drive my truck for 30 years. I still drive after 30 years. Drive my truck for 30 years. I still drive after 30 years. Drive my truck for 30 years. I still drive. Back to
Just heard The Love Letter from Jam Tarts and the Jake House. We'll close out the show tonight with the song Grieving from The Grinning Corpse Who Went to Town. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's dedicated episode to the wonderful Chicago band, The Bitter Tears. Good night, thanks for listening, and as always, don't quit.
This has been the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And always remember, don't quit.